Hello, guys. Welcome to another Backstage Report podcast here on FIFA Select. It is Corey Brennan here in a new kind of a new situation here. Obviously, Sean is going through a very tough time. And before I do get started, guys, make sure to send some love, Sean, to let him know how much he is loved in this trying time. And without further ado, guys, let's get into the news. First of all, last Monday we did report, FIFA Select did report that Finn Balor had signed a lucrative multi-year deal with the company. Balor previously tweeted out that he wasn't going anywhere. So that is obviously a big signing. Sticking with contract news, guys, Drew McIntyre also did re-sign with WWE in a lucrative multi-year deal. It was revealed as The Rock did announce it on social media earlier this week. We did obviously do our due diligence as we are supposed to. And yeah, Drew McIntyre has signed a multi-year big money deal, and we're told to expect more deals to be finished or announced in the coming days. Over the course of the last week, guys, there has been a bit of injury news. First of all, Dominic Mysterio last week was pre first at first reported for Tommy John surgery, but it was Dominic would deny this and would confirm that he is looking to stick around and not. And avoid surgery with his injury. When it comes to Friday Night SmackDown, Cody Rhodes had an awkward tumble. We did hear at first that there was a lot of moment of silence in gorilla position due to the fact that Cody did land awkwardly and worry for an injury. But when we did reach out to Cody, he did tell us that he was all right and there was no issue there. As and then when it comes to AEW guys, Julia Hart did end up. Or will be on the shelf for a little while due to a shoulder injury that ham did hamper the match at AEW Dynasty with Willow Nightingale. It is unclear how long she will be on the shelf, and there is no current timetable for her return to the ring. Julia Hart is not the only AEW talent to suffer an injury, as last week on AEW Dynamite during his match with Jon Moxley for the IWGP Heavyweight title, Will Hobbs did go down with an apparent knee injury. It was confirmed by Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer before we also independently confirmed that Hobbs is dealing with a significant injury and isn't back, and he isn't expected back in the ring anytime soon. Sticking with AEW, guys, during AEW Collision last Saturday, Tony Khan did go back and forth between the venue for Collision and the NFL draft. And an NFL Films crew did obviously follow him along. He will be auctioning off that neck brace that he wore after the attack from the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada, thanks to Rich Eisen. And he did actually have a nice picture with Roderick Strong, Neck Strong, on Twitter, now X, earlier this week. We had a lot of news coming out of the first night of the WWE draft on Friday, guys. CM Punk was advertised for the show locally and did a live promo for the crowd. He also watched the main event from the crowd on that night. Some fans were a little bit upset that he didn't appear on camera, but he was never advertised for the television broadcast. With Baron Corbin being drafted, we were both myself and Sean were both told that the reason for Corbin being drafted to SmackDown and Breaker being drafted to Raw is due to the fact that WWE see a major single star in Breaker, and Sean was also told that Corbin is likely to get a renewed look on SmackDown after not being pushed on the main roster since 2022. As for another NXT call-up that was a bit of a surprise to a lot of people, Kiana James was also genuinely surprised by her call-up, as she was not told what brand she would end up on post the draft. Her video package was prepared earlier in the week, so there was a it wasn't a case of she was decided last minute by WWE brass. One talent in NXT that I did speak to noted that along with Fallon Henley, she is one of the top women's in-ring workers in NXT. So there is a lot of potential there for Kiana James. And as for what to expect on Monday's Raw, guys, as of Saturday, the talent in the Raw draft pool who still weren't given any indication of where they might end up. Most had a pretty good idea that Carmelo Hayes was going to head to SmackDown on Friday, however, as he was on the travel list for that day and on internal rundowns throughout the afternoon. We were also told that there is expected to be more swaps on Monday's edition of the draft due to the fact that there wasn't many on SmackDown. We were also told to expect more NXT talent to be picked up on that day, and I have also been hearing that there will be a lot more surprise picks from NXT, or sorry, not a lot more, but there will be more surprise ticks, picks on Raw from NXT. I imagine Ilya Dragunov is going to be one of those. I'm still not sure what brand he's going to end up on, but after that, personally, I haven't heard anything much. And just to touch a little, guys, on the fact that NXT haven't got any picks, I was told to expect to know what main roster stars would be in line for a run in NXT by the end of Tuesday's edition of NXT and night two of Spring Breakin'. We did have one Fightful Select scoop confirmed very quickly earlier this week, guys. Shelton Benjamin is going to take part in Progress's Strong Style, Super Strong Style 16 event on 26th and 27th of May. We did report that slightly ahead of time before Progress did confirm the news, and it's very nice to see Shelton Benjamin kind of getting these dates. He seemed to have gotten a lot of dates recently on the independent scene since being released by WWE and his non-compete expiring. So, all the best to Shelton in that appearance. We did have a big in-depth look at omissions and inclusions into this year's WWE draft pools earlier this week, guys, or last week, guys. First of all, we're going to go through the omissions. Obviously, Omos and MVP weren't included, both were free agents after last year's draft, with Kayfabe explanation that MVP negotiated their status. Rhea Ripley, of course, sidelined for months with an injury that forced her to vacate the WWE Women's World title. So, but she is expected to join Raw down the line. Dexter Lumis. Lumis hasn't wrestled since May or performed at any on any live events. We've not heard of him factored in creative plans or facing any injuries. He was previously a Raw talent. Gable Stevenson, who has been working SmackDown dark matches and so on, was drafted years ago, never used, and appeared at other SmackDown tapings. We've heard of no creative plans. Nikki Cross hasn't wrestled in several months, but has been around some WWE shows. She has not been featured in many of the WWE Raw Battle Royals. She was previously a Raw talent, and it is worth noting, guys, that she is, of course, trying to get her degree right now. So that is probably a big factor into why she is not on WWE television as of late. Tamina, although she is still under WWE contract, Tamina has not been at recent shows and hasn't wrestled in over a year. She was drafted to the SmackDown brand in 2023 and never used. Eric and Valhalla. Valhalla has occasionally appeared with Ivar since her husband Eric's neck injury. She's wrestled here and there, but Eric is sidelined for months. We would find out that Valhalla is pregnant, so she will be out of action for quite a while now. Brock Lesnar was a free agent in last year's draft, with the kayfabe explanation being that he negotiated his contract accordingly. Obviously, he's currently off WWE television for the time being due to the inclusion of him in Janelle Grant's lawsuit against WWE and Vince McMahon. Sonya Deville, Sonya previously appeared as a WWE Raw superstar, is currently sidelined with knee injury through the summer, but has been showing promise in her recovery. Ridge Holland, who is currently in NXT, was previously drafted to SmackDown before moving to the brand. He is expected to continue working there in NXT and for the time being, and I have not heard of any such plans for him to leave NXT anytime soon. Charlotte Flair is obviously not included due to suffering a bad knee injury. And she's still recovering, so she is expected back in the ring later this year. Shotzi is also in the same boat as Charlotte. Bad knee injury, won't be back till and is expected to miss most of the year. Jimmy Uso, who I actually forgot to mention when we were talking about injuries earlier, Uso was attacked and taken out in storyline recent SmackDown and isn't in the draft due to his legitimate injuries. Carmella and Alexa Bliss are both still on maternity leave and were not in the 2023 draft either. Now we're going to move on to the inclusions, guys. You've got Braun Strowman, who was listed despite being injured. So Strowman has been out for over a year with neck injuries, and hopefully we do see him back soon. Giovanna Vin Vinci was kicked out of Imperium, but was still included in the draft pool. But is listed as a solo act. He was previously a Raw talent. Odyssey Jones was also included after being in the draft pool last year. Jones was drafted to Raw, but was not featured on the main roster, and di but did appear at so in some of WWE Speed tapings, as well as the Smack as some SmackDown Dark matches. Seth Rollins very was included despite recently undergoing surgery. We're not sure on when we will see Seth back in the ring, but hopefully his recovery does go well. Logan Paul wasn't included in the draft pool, but does remain with SmackDown as he's United States champion. Cody Rhodes, same situation as Logan Paul. Touching a little on some TNA contract news now, guys. We did have some updates on two talent who are currently working TNA. First of all, Steph DeLander, who has been working TNA as of late and did challenge for the NXT Knockout, or not the NXT, the TNA Knockout Championship at TNA Rebellion. She is working under a on a free agent basis. She is not signed to the company, but there is someone who did re-sign with the company in Steve Macklin. On television, he is still kayfabe unsigned to TNA, but in reality, Macklin has signed a new contract to remain with the company. Five Select can confirm Macklin joined the company in 2021 and in 2023 became the world champion. And guys, if you haven't checked it out already, guys, we do have an interview with Macklin available on our YouTube. Go and check that out. And yeah, guys, so that's TNA contract news right now. While we're here, we're going to just circle back to the draft a little, guys. We did learn that the change of title designs and branding was done specifically to give the company a lot more flexibility than in the past. So that's why they removed the Raw and SmackDown titles in case they did want to switch the champions over. NXT names were intentionally hidden from the pools in order to create a surprise factor. There was a draft party that you did see on television at the WWE Performance Center. Prior to the WWE draft beginning, the people that I did speak to in NXT were a little fearful that NXT would be picked dry in the WWE draft. Of course, that does not appear to be the case this year, but there was also a concern amongst the talent that I spoke to that there will be talent called up without a specific creative plan in place. So hopefully WWE have recovered in that regard. But Sean Ransop was told by sources on the main roster that the NXT brand should have plenty of star power to utilize for their CW debut later this year. So yeah, guys, so the draft, of course, going into tonight is looking very interesting. So we will probably have more details on that throughout the day. Some general notes on last week's NXT guys. Much like Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker, Ilya Dragunov received a send-off once he got backstage, and that's something that I've been covering a lot lately, guys. It's been something that kind of was lost a lot along the way for some talent in NXT to not get these backstage send-offs, but Shawn Michaels has re-implemented them very well with the last few talent that have been going up to the main roster and no knew they were in advance. The simple internal title for this last week's episode was Spring Break in 2024. I imagine this week's will be very similar or exactly the same. As teased on Tuesday's show, Baron Corbin was expected to be drafted to Raw or SmackDown. Of course, he was drafted to SmackDown in the draft. There was somewhat of a somber atmosphere backstage due to the recent releases last week, including NXT staple Von Wagner. This is something that was very prevalent in the people that I spoke to guys last week. And that did lead, I think, did lead into what I spoke about earlier about the WWE draft and fear. And there. And NXT talent has began producing guys backstage. He did, Robert Stone, who was paired with Von Wagner prior to his release, is now beginning to produce matches. He was listed to co-produce a match between Fallon Henley and Jada Parker last week, alongside Matt Bloom shadowing him, obviously joining Sean Spears as recent talent who have begun producing in WWE's developmental. Finally, guys, Fightful Select Sean Ossoff has learned that Jeremy Flynn is the new director of live events for AEW. Flynn previously served as senior director of marketing live events for Professional Bull Riders. Flynn has a MBA in business administration and a BBA in marketing from the University of Central Arkansas. Raphael Murphy held the title of vice president of live events touring in AEW from June 2019 to December 2023. Murphy took a job at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Murphy has publicly endorsed Flynn on his LinkedIn page. That's going to be it for the backstage report this week, guys. If you have any more questions for or this week, make sure to leave them in the comments of the Select post, and I will see you guys next time.